Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when we have our good buddy David Gage back on the show. David is co-founder of BMC Associates, the author of the partnership charter. BMCAssociates.com is the website where you can find he and his partner and our friend Ed Kopf. David, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to wrap up the story about what should be the resolution when you've got a recalcitrant owner slash executive who won't make the step, even though you planned it, you've done all the work, maybe a lot of money has been spent, a lot has been done. You know, I've seen these cases, Ed, where an actual replacement was hired and brought on and wound up having to leave because the guy wouldn't vacate. I mean, everything right. was in the works, and
right.
and it got down to the original guy just wouldn't leave the building, and so the heir apparent wound up leaving, and it messed his life up for a year or whatever, or her life. I've seen it, you know, men and women. So
right.
how do you keep this from happening?
Well, the ideal is prevention and planning ahead, long before it's a reality for any one person, or the CEO, or anybody else in the family business, or any other partner in the business. Plan ahead for everybody's retirement and how they're going to move on. That really, really helps. But as we were saying before, few people do it. During the process, when it's happening and it's getting stuck, what's critical is to stay talking and stay working out how it's going to do that. And typically, people need some help from an outsider to continue those conversations if they get difficult.
Well, and one of the things you'll find if you keep talking is you'll start getting the idea. If you pay attention, you mean it'll start coming to somebody. Oh, well, looks like we're not, you know, things aren't going well here. You know, in other
right.
words, you won't have to wait till the last day to find out that this person is going to be recalcitrant.
Right.
One of the things. I wrote down something, David. Having a plan with teeth.
A plan with
meaning
teeth. Yes.
Having a plan that gives everybody plenty of time. The steps are laid out. But having the person sign it whenever they're in the mood to do this, have them sign this thing that is a firewall that they can't come back across.
That's exactly true. And with this business out in Washington State, we did exactly that. It was only last September that we had it all laid out, and we had all of the owners sign it. But by December, the CEO was shaking in his boots and trying to get board members to side with him that it really wasn't
wow.
the right time, believe it or not. So it
wow.
is, I wanted to say, you were exactly
I've seen
right.
that. I've seen, folks, this is not some aberration David's describing.
No.
This is more the norm than the exception, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So they brought in us as mediators, and we're helping them work through it. And it's
yeah.
working. One of the critical steps is to find out what that retiring CEO's job is really going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And define it as clearly as possible, make it look attractive. But as you were saying, it needs to have specific clauses about how that person will get out of the way
right.
of the new CEO, because no CEO wants to come in and be supervised by the old CEO.
That's right.
There
plan
should be a transition.
A plan with teeth and dates.
Yes. There can be a transition, but there can't really be much supervision of somebody.
In your experience, David, is this harder for men to vacate than it is for women?
I do believe that is the case, unfortunately. I think, and why that is, I think men have their identities more wrapped up in this position than women do.
Yeah. Well, and we got that ego thing too going on, you know, and I believe it's more of a dysfunctional problem for men than it is for women. Hey, David, good job today. We've enjoyed having you here. Come back soon.
It was an important topic, and I liked discussing it with you.
We like having you here to talk about it. David Gage, ladies and gentlemen, bmcassociates.com is the website. David's book is The Partnership Charter. I encourage you to check that out wherever books are sold. You can find out more about all that they do on their website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.